Please welcome Rachel Ross.
So, no story slam about racing the clock would be complete without a story about the biological clock. So, I didn't hear mine ticking. I was having too much fun in Brazil. All I could hear was samba, samba, samba. This is true. And when I came back from Brazil to visit my parents, just temporarily, I met a Brazilian musician who had emigrated to LA. We fell in love and we got married. I was 38 years old. I was managing his career and teaching him English. And we weren't planning to have a child. We weren't planning at all. We were using contraception, but at 39, I got pregnant. So this was what's considered like a high risk because of my age. But we were delighted, and I want to tell you that everything turned out okay, so you can laugh in this crazy ride I'm going to tell you. My son is 26 years old and handsome and healthy, so don't worry, you can laugh. I remember when I told a story before, people were afraid to laugh because they thought it was going to come out like a tragedy, but it's not. So I was pregnant, 39. Now, you got a 9-month clock. You can't rush that. You can't race. You just got to live with it. And I enjoyed every moment. I really, really enjoyed feeling the quickening, feeling him start to kick around in there. And so they gave us a due date of June 23rd. But there's such a thing as Brazilian time, which means that they come when it's right. And there's no clock. If you live in Brazil, you get used to that. And so he was late, according to the doctors. And it was already a week late. And they had me come in, and they hooked me up to all these wires and things. And I had hired a birth coach because my husband was not real comfortable dealing. He couldn't be an advocate for me because his English wasn't at that level, and it just wasn't his personality. So I hired not a midwife, but a coach who would be with me every step of the way. And I was her 19th birth, so I had confidence in her. Her name was Holly, and she came and to that office appointment where they hooked me up, and they said, okay, we're going to induce you. And I, no, I did not want that because it's very painful. And she and I convinced the doctors, no, please, he's going to come. And she got me unhooked. The doctor said, okay, you got 24 hours. You better make him come or we're going to have to induce. So that was hanging over my head. She said, Rachel, you better walk. And I did. The very next day, I walked 5 miles. I was so huge. And I walked 5 miles around Culver City, California. And that evening, I felt that things were going to be okay. Actually, it was already into July, but I knew that I was going to be okay. I had that feeling that we were going to be okay. I went to sleep, and at 6:30 the next morning, he kicked me so hard he woke me up. And it was him saying, it's time, it's time. So the clock started ticking now. I got up, and I drew a warm bath, which is what the coach had told me to do. I called her and she said, okay, you know, relax, I'll be there. And I drew a warm bath and I laid down in the bath and everything was so chill. It was really nice. The labor kind of stopped and I was just enjoying the bath, and she got there around 9 o'clock and she said, Rachel, you got to stand up and face the music. This is the time, you know, gravity's going to help you, but in that warm bath, it's not going to happen. So I stood up and I did all the labor in my home. My thing about the drugs was, if I need it, I'll take it. If I don't need it, I won't. I'm not a purist. Whatever works. Like I said, whatever works. So by 4:30 that afternoon, it really was getting to be closer together and time to go. So my husband gets in the car. My sister was there, and she got in her car, and Holly got in her car, and we started to go. However, it was July 3rd. The day before a four-day weekend in Los Angeles. So we get out, we're on a side street, and we want to turn right on Venice Boulevard. And the hospital's only 10 long blocks away, Kaiser, on Venice at La Cienega. But no one would let us in. It was gridlocked. It was 4:30 on this four-day weekend, and everybody wanted out. And my contractions are coming a lot more intensely now. I'm like howling like a wolf in the back seat, and my husband could not make a right turn onto Venice Boulevard. Nobody would let him in. He was, you know, putting his hand out. Nobody would let him in. I rolled down the window and I said, I'm having a fucking baby. Excuse me. I was really intent at that point, and the people, we were close enough, they were very shocked, and they let him in. But we still couldn't go more than a few yards. And those were the 10 longest blocks I have ever experienced. We just inched along, and this was back in 91. So it was gridlock. The green lights were no use. We finally, I did not give birth in the car. We finally got to the emergency room. He went to park, Holly and I run in, and there's a long line at the emergency room. And I get in line behind an elderly black man, and there were a lot of people in front of us, and a nurse starts to come down the line to triage, to find out what everybody's ailment is and see who's urgent. The man in front of me said he had a bad cough, and then she got to me, and she obviously saw what was going on, and then she said, did your water break? And Holly said, no, not yet. And I said, yes, yes. Because, thank goodness, the timing, it had. Just at that very moment that she asked, I felt it. So she said, orderly, orderly. And this young man comes around with a wheelchair. Now, he probably dreamed of being a NASCAR driver because I sat in that wheelchair. And we went flying through the hospital. Literally, I felt the wind on my face. And sometimes the wheelchair was on one wheel towards the, I mean, he was taking the curves and everything, and we were just like bat out of hell. We finally got to the delivery room department area, and I said thank you to the guy. That really was the ride of a lifetime. And the nurse, intake nurse, she examines me and she said, oh, this is great. I wish all the expectant mothers would stay home to their labor and come just at the right time because you're ready to deliver. So my timing was very good. She took me in to the delivery room, and the next 2 hours were very difficult, but the last 30 seconds of those 2 hours, the clock stopped. She asked, the clock stopped metaphorically because the delivery person said, you know, please everyone be quiet. And those 30 seconds that he took to come out were the absolute best moment of my life. Thank you.